Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Celestial Fridays. I am here with my usual co-host, which is my morning cup of coffee, because it's early. And at least in Lilydale land, it is early. I've been running around since early this morning. So, and with me today, my extra special guest, and colleague and friend, Barb Sanson. So thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you for asking me on, Celeste. Thank you so much.
Greatly appreciated. Yeah. So, Barb Sanson, for people who don't know Barb, she is the head of the Healing Temple here in Lilydale and a longtime resident and a registered medium. So she wears many hats, very busy lady. You know, she has agreed to be my guest here today. I wanted to talk about the importance of healing and spiritualism, because that we are an act of faith, and that is a big, big part of it. It's something that we do even in our church services. So that, you know, that makes it very, very unique to religion.
Right.
So I wanted to take a moment and just announce the call-in number. So if you would like to call in with a question about healing or talk about a story about being in the healing temple, receiving a healing, whether it was spiritual, whether it was emotional, anything along those lines, please feel free. Our call-in number, as always, is 8139-8818. That number again, 818-739-8818. That's a lot of eights.
It is.
You did well. I practiced. So, you know, you can always, of course, catch us on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio. And we are, you know, this will also be shared on the Lilydale Assembly Facebook page after the fact. So, you know, catch us in reruns.
That's good.
That's always good. So, so Barb, I wanted to ask you about your story, because everybody has a story of how they came to spiritualism and how they came to healing and how they came to Lilydale. So how did that happen for you?
Well, I think growing up in the country gave me a natural advantage of nature. And being in the elements, which I loved. You know, I was supposed to be doing my homework, but I was out in the woods, you know, having more fun with nature. And grew up in the country with animals on a farm that I grew up on, wonderfully connected to them, and knew that there was a connection between things, nature, the crops, my grandparents. We were all divinely connected. I didn't understand that like I do now, but... It started when I was a child, really, with some animals that were either delivering calves or sick, or I would just instinctively have a way with them, and it, of course, developed into human relationships with helping people, doing things. My great-grandmother in her little bed in her house, going to visit her and rubbing her hands, and I mean, you know, 17, 18, not really understanding spiritualism, except I will tell you, audience, I grew up 5 miles from Hydesville.
Ah.
So that was a great experience.
Wow.
My grandma would drive by and tell me about Hydesville and the energy of the area, and that spiritualists didn't know the word at 14
right.
or 15,
yeah.
but I soon found out because I was very interested, and a lot of phenomena, I think, happens to all of us that we don't always pay attention to.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Things of message and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
My grandmother had a home memorial and funeral as they did in the 1950s.
Yes.
And 40s and so on. And so I came down the stairs one morning, and etherically, the outline of my grandfather was standing at the end of the coffin, and he said, "I'm not there, I'm here, and I'll always be here." And of course, I never told anybody for 45 years.
you didn't want him to take
right,
you for crazy,
right.
Yeah.
But I also knew the light. There's a lot of wonderful experiences that we all have with the light.
Wow.
And the light, of course, if we know, when we slow it down, with a prism. And so many individuals probably see that, experience that. And I did as this young girl. And I just knew it was so amazing. And it had to be something so much bigger than just my little household or my little town. And, of course, led me to discover spiritualism through a friend and her husband. They brought me here the first time in 1983, I believe. But I'd already been interested by then in spiritual healing and in mediumship and just the idea that also what was very drawing to me, Celeste, and I want the viewers to realize that spiritualism has a most fabulous
Absolutely.
Of living
yes.
and respecting all life
yeah.
and to also that it is to love thy neighbor as thyself and truly on those principles,
yeah.
I kind of gravitated here. Spiritual healing, I was already active in participating in spiritual healing in the upper state, the New York State area. So coming to Lilydale was like coming home in a way.
Yeah.
And
a
many
lot
people
of people say
that.
That. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yes.
I did have an incredible healing experience in 1972, and it was a personal, physical healing.
Oh.
And once you've had something affect you so profoundly on a spiritual level,
yes.
I really firsthand realized the power and the magnificence of the God of our being, a God of our understanding, as well as our guides, teachers that come forth and help us in healing. It's all there.
Yes. So when you were involved in upstate New York with healing, was that spiritual healing like we think of it
yes.
within the church?
It was offered by Stephen Calkins,
okay.
Sherry Lee's former husband.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I learned it from him, Shirley Smith's brother.
Yes.
See.
And those are two registered mediums here in Lilydale.
Yes.
Shirley Calkins Smith, of course, now has gone on to Spirit, but Sherry Lee is still
just
very
wonderful.
Much going and wonderful. Exactly. So, just to give a little background for those of you out in Radio Land who may not know that. So. And thank you, everybody, who's joining us on Facebook Live. And Virginia wrote in a comment, Hi, Celeste. If being saved from death and physical illness does compel us to know the divine presence is forever with us.
Indeed. So.
Very well
Indeed
stated.
So.
Absolutely.
Very. And so I'm thinking beautiful. There's probably hundreds and thousands of people yes. out there who have had their own awakening, mm-hmm. enlightening experience, of the light of God touching them, or something as profoundly rich through a phenomena or an experience, either with healing or by themselves, because healing can happen without a healer
yes.
necessarily touching you. It doesn't always have to be with a spiritual healer. People open their hearts and ask in all sincerity and honesty.
So, you know, what does for people who don't have any understanding of spiritual healing, what does that
look like? Does it look like, you know, the televangelists where you are you smacking people on the forehead and telling them they're healed? Or
Well, you know, that's everybody's family.
I'm just making, I love, humor is healing, folks.
Yes.
If you understand. Healing can happen in many ways.
Yeah.
It can be loving words from a medium, a minister, a friend, a loved one. It can be an emotional release, such as you all by yourself looking at a beautiful sunset and being grateful to the divine or the creator or God, if you will, for that magnificence. It can be hands-on healing. And many, many people find in this very busy hustle-bustle world that the comfort of coming forward and sitting on a bench and giving the healer permission to touch them, we always ask respectfully, and they allow them to release. What that is, the healer does not necessarily need to know. It is between them and their creator. But people do feel uplifted. It can start the progression of people feeling mentally stronger, emotionally uplifted, but always first and foremost, spiritually reconnecting to who they are in the journey of life.
That is beautiful. Wow. Thank you. So, you know, I actually, and you probably do not remember this, but I met you the first time I came to Lillydale.
Wow.
So, and I was, I think, 21 at that time, so like 15 years ago.
So I
caught part of the 5:30 service in the evening, and then I went to, and my friend and I looked at each other, and we were like, we caught the last 5 minutes, and let's go to dinner. And then we, you know, walked over to the Healing Temple, and I was, you know, I grew up around metaphysics. I grew up around the sort of spiritualist community, but such as it was where I was, you know, not big.
Well, there's many of those little places.
Yeah. And you know what it is, folks? People, there are spiritualists hiding in plain sight because you can't distinguish us one from another. You know, there's no dress code.
No signs.
No signs. I don't wear a button, you know.
I think a lot of people, a lot of people embrace and respect the spiritualist principles, and so sometimes I say to them, they're spiritualist in heart and don't even practice some of the other opportunities of spiritualism, but their thoughts, their theories, their attitudes are that of what I would say the spiritualist and free thinkers, absolutely. So
beautiful.
There's a lot of people out there. My father, and we had a great conversation. He's still alive at 95 and a half and doing very well. And we had a conversation about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized through my father's life that he was a spiritualist in attitude.
Yes.
And, of course, to get my father to celebrate that with a group would be difficult.
Oh, yes. I understand.
But I think there are a lot of people out there, lots of people. And spiritualism is free in the sense of your right to be able to change your mind, change your beliefs, open the door to greater free thinking, and embrace the God, as we say, of our understanding, whatever that be, for any given year of our life, because hopefully we're all on this planet growing and evolving.
Hopefully, yes. So, kind of the point as far as we're concerned. So, I think that's very interesting because I can't tell you how many people have asked me to explain spiritualism. And when I explain it to them and I say, oh, well, you know, we live by the golden rule. We believe in healing, whether that's, you know, through your personal devotion with your creator or going for hands-on healing. We believe in the soul and an intelligent creator and mediumship because we believe in the soul and the intelligent creator. And, you know, it's like the light bulb kicks on and they go, oh, well, I guess I'm kind of a spiritualist too then.
No,
I didn't even know.
Well, when you think about the earliest forms of gatherings in primal situations in early man in their belief systems of celebrating the spirit, it's a pretty grounded, earthy consciousness in some ways. And so over a period of time, they learned how to celebrate that. So it's a very early form of recognition that we are infinite and eternal.
Yes.
And many, many people in today's world, as you know, Celeste, have had their own profound experiences. But people also have those wake-up, enlightening experiences when they are receiving spiritual healing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
And, you know, I think the first time I actually went into the healing temple, because I tell the story, the first time I came to Lilydale, I had kind of started to doze off in the car.
Getting ready,
right? And then we started to round the corner on Dale Drive, and I could feel the energy.
Yes,
it woke me up.
That's what I mean. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And then I got, and it happened, and I didn't think it could get any stronger. And then as I went into the healing temple, it was like I could feel my head was a little swimming, and it wasn't low blood sugar. The experience of
the ground, the land here is a powerful place, and of course, indigenous to the peoples that were here many thousands of years before us.
Yeah.
And the water and the rocks, and even the name Casadega, our neighboring little town, means the lake beneath the rocks. And so, it is a powerful place, and almost everyone says that comes in. The next important thing, I think, is intention.
Yes.
What is your intention to serve as a minister, humanity, spiritual healing, just your life?
Yes.
And how do we go about that? The people who are healers at the Healing Temple work together as a team, directed and guided in the sense of putting forth the highest and best day in every healing for those coming. So people who come up the sidewalk, they say they feel it way out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
It's love, folks. I mean, that is the biggest and the grandest healer in our universe and what keeps the universe continuing.
Yeah.
Not always the Hallmark rendition, but it is. And people feel that.
Yeah.
And they have incredible awakenings. They awaken of heart. And, folks, our heart is what governs our whole beingness. The brain tells the heart or interprets the message, perhaps not always correctly,
but we try.
But it does, such as our breath and our pulse and so on and so forth. It governs our body. But the heart and the heart code is the true essence of healing. And if you can create an environment like we have here in this beautiful community where people can come forward non-judged, opening their hearts, healers bear with them, and that 2 or 3 minutes where they allow themselves to receive, and they walk away or can they get up from their healing in such a state of peace. And so I always tell them that peace doesn't have to go away.
No.
It's in you, and ask it to come back and ask it to work for you, and people feel absolutely comforted and uplifted in spiritual healing. By the way, it also works for our world. It also works for our environment.
Mm-hmm.
It also works for our animal kingdom. And so it's incredible.
Well, what I think is very interesting, because in spiritualism, of course, we also practice meditation.
Right.
And that's something that is in also in the church service, which makes us a little different. But, it's something, if you come into the Healing Temple and you just want to sit in the energy and soak it in, You can do that. If you want to sit for healing for somebody else,
yes,
you can do that. We believe in absentee healing,
yes,
like you were talking about,
yes,
you know, sending it to the world, sending it to individuals and animals. And I find that animals are very responsive to healing.
Yes.
I had two little wiener dogs that were just, I used to refer to them as Reiki hogs because they would come, and anytime I'd be doing a healing or I'd be doing Reiki, they would just come and they'd want to be right in that energy.
They know,
lay down and soak it
well,
in, you know.
We, as so, animals, do sense,
yes,
the very same response.
Absolutely.
The animals know it, and
yeah,
so do we. People come in, and we seat you according to how you enter. We have an usher, and it's very quiet and orderly, and people,
yeah,
sit. And we do give a quiet space before the beginning of the service. And then I offer a little brief, perhaps inspirational talk or inscription in a prayer. And we invite people up as there is a healer available. So it's very quiet, folks. It's very orderly. It's very sacred. It is a noble act, if you would think, that is the most magnificent thing that you were given permission to place your hands in love from the divine upon another person.
Yeah.
It is a very sacred act.
And feather light, by the way.
Feather light,
not,
yes.
Very
gentle.
Not clutching,
yes,
or,
yes,
you know, nobody's going to toss you around like a time of thought.
No.
You don't have to worry about that.
Very beautifully done, very,
yeah,
very quietly done.
Yeah.
And we ask each and every recipient, may we place our hands on you,
yeah,
in spiritual healing. Of course, them understanding that we touch perhaps the head, the back, your arm, perhaps your foot or knee, but there certainly is respectfully in the way that that's carried forth.
We don't pull anybody out of wheelchairs and smack them on the forehead.
No. Although we have lots of people in wheelchairs.
Yes, that's very true. It is handicap accessible. We,
yes,
do,
it is.
You know,
yes,
they,
it
would be absolutely nonsensical for that building not to be,
yes,
you know, especially. So, all right. So, for those of you who are listening that have just joined in, I am with Reverend Barbara, and she is a registered medium here in Lilydale. We did not pick our outfits together today. We just both happened to be wearing them.
Are you sure?
Well, I didn't get that. Maybe telepathy, you know. It does happen. So, but if you have a question about healing, you can write in on the Facebook Live, or you can give us a call here at 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. And we do have a caller. So when I hit the microphone here, if you could give me your name and where you're from, that would be wonderful. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for calling in. Did you have a question or a story about spiritual healing in your life?
Well, for the past couple of years, I should say, I've gone through a transformation of sorts. I had quite a bit of loss. And when that happens, I mean, it happened roughly around like six people within 3 years or so, very close to me. I sort of dove deep within myself to try to find, you know, it just changed me as a person, you know? It changed my perspective on things. And one was my father, actually, and I currently live at I own the houses that I grew up in. They're rentals with my boyfriend, but my father passed here. And so it's been definitely healing to be able to take, you know, somewhat of a tragic situation and turn it, you know, into a triumph and just go through the healing process by recreating, you know, the place that I grew up in. My father was only 60 when he passed. So, but that's,
yeah,
my story that I have to share. I don't have a particular question. It's just, you know, I think I've become a very much empathic person. I think everybody has it in them, but I mean, my hardest challenge is grounding myself so that I don't absorb maybe other people's energies because not everyone feels the same way.
Yeah. No, we understand that. I would say to you, Carrie, thank you for allowing yourself to be renewed in spiritual consciousness, that your
your perception of your home and your loved ones is bringing healing to you. It's a wonderful example to other people what is possible when some way we say that we let go of our human suffering to some degree and allow the light of God to renew us and uplift us. And I think your story, thank you for sharing that. It is a lovely reminder to all of us what is possible.
Thank you. I mean, it hasn't always, you know, it hasn't been an easy road. And, you know, now I'm just navigating, you know, life challenges as a young woman, you know, sort of. I have these attachments to the homes, obviously. But, I mean, at the same time, it's just regular relationship struggles. So, you know, and it just, I sort of feel as though he is with me along for the ride, as he would be anyways. But it's just in a different perspective now, you know.
Reminding you each and every day, Carrie, to renew that when you wake up in the morning and ask, and if intention serves everyone, it's not just what we talk about here in Lilydale, but to set your intention in a perhaps affirmation or a little prayer of your own each and every day for healing and renewal. And that strength, that love of the universe is like an attractive energy to you. When you put it forth, the attraction comes back in the same. So it helps you, it helps your home, it helps everything around you.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Greatly appreciated. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And so I wanted to just take a minute so that I don't forget. And I want to talk about what's going on in Lilydale.
Sure.
Because there's always something going on in Lilydale. And over the winter, we don't just, the gates come down. We don't have the outdoor services. although when it's foggy in the mornings in the fall, I have a joke with Marty Hughes, one of the other registered mediums. We say that we live in Brigadoon.
Yeah.
But that's Western New York for you. So, I wanted to talk about, we have a few winter workshops going on. Now, every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the Octagon building, we have Qigong now with Tony Koslowski.
Wonderful.
And he's awesome. It's a $10 donation per class. Keep you active. And, you know, Qigong is, like yoga, it's a moving meditation. So it's a great thing to be a part of. One of the churches, Church of the Living Spirit, is also now doing a yoga flow class, same day, Saturdays, and that is from 9 to 10 in the morning, I believe.
Wonderful.
And that's a $5 donation. It's in the assembly hall. They move the chairs. Wonderful thing.
Beautiful.
We also have some regular workshops. I printed it off, guys. But you can find it at lilydaleassembly.com/winter workshops. We have on November 3rd through the 5th, these are all weekend classes, so it'll start on a Friday evening and go through Sunday. And we have forensic mediumship, unveiling the truth to help the authorities. If you have interest in that, you want to help with missing persons or that sort of thing, then that's a class that you would want to look into. That is with Lisa Williams, and you would know her from the Facebook Lives around the assembly, giving us a sneak peek behind the scenes sometimes. You would also know her, of course, because she is a Hay House author, and she does a lot with them, and she goes on tour and had a TV show and all that good stuff. So she has another class in March 9th through the 11th, on trance mediumship. And that's something that is really kind of spectacular to see. It's not something that, you get to see all the time in spiritualism anymore. So you might want to check that out, and it's called Bringing Spirit to Life, Transmediumship. Mm-hmm. So, again, that's March 9th through the 11th. Then we have April 6th through the 8th, in the service of God and Spirit, taught by Judith Rochester, as only Judith Rochester can teach. She is incredible. So I do have a question on Facebook. I will get to that in just a second. We have one more class, and that is May 4th through 6th, Tapping the Mysteries and Real Power of the Akashic Records. And that is taught by two more Hay House authors, Sharon Klingler and Sandra Ann Taylor. And Sharon is a registered medium here in Lilydale. So there was a question from Patricia about church services in Lilydale on Sundays. We have three, sometimes four. The last Sunday of the month, we have City of Light Church, and they meet at 6 o'clock in the fire hall. And that's a different service. They always have live music. This year they have bluegrass. They have Bill White, who is Willa White's father and Bonnie White's husband, and a very talented musician. And he will, he's playing, and people bring their pets to this service. As we were saying, pets are very interested in, are very in tune with energy, so that's always cool. And, you know, we think of ourselves as being a pet-friendly town, frankly. You know, lots of cats, lots of dogs, lots of squirrels who will take a peanut out of your hand. I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying, we have some morbidly obese squirrels here. And then we have every week, my joke is that we have two mornings and a matinee. So if you can't catch the morning, there's an evening. We have Church of the Living Spirit. They meet in the assembly hall. And I believe their service starts at 10:30. And it's a full service. There's healing, there's meditation, there's messages, there's lecture, fellowship time, you know, to enjoy each other. And that's, of course, all of these services are welcome. They're open to everyone, okay? So even if it is your first time driving in, please feel free to share in that, okay? And sing the hymns. I love music. And even if you don't sing well, the good book only says that you need make a joyful noise, not a pretty one or a correct one. So no worries there.
I think you've helped a lot of people.
I get it. You know, I just try to, when I'm speaking, I try to encourage people just to sing loud enough that they don't have to hear me. So it works. And then we also have the Lilydale Spiritualist Church, and that is the NSAC church, and they meet in the Healing Temple. And I believe they also start at 10:30
for healing.
They
do healing first.
Yes, 10:30 for healing, and I quite like that arrangement because it gets me into the zone, you know.
Yeah.
And hello to Julie. Thanks for tuning in today. And then in the evening, the matinee, as I would joke, at 6 o'clock is Fellowships of the Spirit Church, and they are located on Dale Drive in Casadega.
Mm-hmm.
So they are literally a tenth of a mile outside of the gates.
Mm-hmm.
I know because I've walked it many times. So, I don't even try to drive my golf cart over. So that's impressive, right?
Short walk,
right. Yes. So it probably helps that my golf cart isn't street legal, so I can't drive it over if I wanted to, but that's okay. So I wanted to, since we're talking about the Healing Temple, and thank you for the questions, and please feel free to give us a call if you want to share a story or you want to ask a question about how to get involved with spiritual healing or you want to share an experience, or you just really want to compliment Barbara on her awesomeness and her hair, because why not? Our phone number is 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. So I wanted to ask you, how did we get a special building?
Quite a while in the early 50s, spiritual healing was offered in the auditorium. I believe there was a particular individual service for spiritual healing as well as the church service that was going on. And there was a very well-known gentleman here at the time named Jack Kelly,
mm-hmm.
who was
the legend.
The legendary Jack Kelly. And he was quite a colorful, I'd say extroverted man. And so people loved him, and he was an excellent healer. And in the summer of 1953, after completing a message service at the auditorium, Reverend Kelly was walking out when he was approached by a lady wearing sunglasses and carrying a cane in one hand and holding her husband's arm in the other. And she said, "I did so want a message today, but did not receive one." And thereupon, Reverend Kelly was about to say, "Sorry, I can't tell you anything more because my spirit teacher is gone," said for her to sit down and in a little bench and sit down, and we want to work on her eyes. Well, she sat down on a bench outside of the auditorium, and Reverend Kelly worked on her eyes, and after a few minutes, she exclaimed that her sight was returning. So needless to say, this caused quite a stir and a furor among the people who witnessed the healing. And one of the people who witnessed that healing was a man called Louis Vosburgh, who later went on to be the president of Lilydale, I think a couple of times,
probably.
But who was here visiting, and he was so enthralled with what had happened and so believed in spiritual healing that he offered to plan and the, execute the energy to build the healing temple, which was finished in 1955 and opened at that time. And I have some early photographs of hundreds and hundreds of people,
yes,
coming forth,
mm-hmm.
to celebrate the opening. And so the lovely little temple, which has a front that resembles some Greek revival,
yeah,
or yeah, Roman look to it with columns, is open every day in the summer program, and people do come. We do offer first come, first serve, and we try to accommodate every single person that comes through. 95% of the time that happens. We often have between, I'd say, 75 to 250 people per service, depending on what's happening in Lilydale. We offer also, I just want to tell you folks, we offer a Wednesday evening healing service,
yes,
here on the grounds. That is 7:30 to 8:30. The public is welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It is facilitated by all of the churches, each church having a different month.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely. It's also message service and a little inspirational speaking. And that offers everyone, including the residents here and all of you who'd like to come, an opportunity for spiritual healing. We have a prayer list, and that is stationed at the entrance to the temple in the summer, but also on a table in the off-season, and people can write their loved ones' names,
mm-hmm.
situations, events, or places on a prayer list. We do offer that in absent healing prayer. And as we know, the power of energy in intention and thought goes way beyond the ability for us to understand it. It permeates metal, water, wood. It goes through time and space, and people actually have said 3,000 miles away,
yes,
I felt the hands and the intention,
mm-hmm.
of the people praying for you, for me. Now, that's not just a spiritualist adopted belief. There are many, many religions in the world that offer that, and I just say, the more, the merrier, working for the greater good.
Yes. Beautiful. And actually, I was going to remind people about the healing service, and so that was a beautiful segue.
Oh,
so,
thank you. Thank you.
So I also wanted to acknowledge there was a question here that came in on Facebook, and it's from Jan, and she's asking, holistic or spiritual healing primary difference? Is spiritual healing recognized by the Catholic Church? Well, we're not priests, but we'll do our best.
I can help you with that.
Okay, I like it.
Holistic implies the wholeness of someone.
Mm-hmm.
And holistic healing in today's world may mean complementary opportunities of support, such as aromatherapy,
mm-hmm.
Yoga,
mm-hmm.
massage,
mm-hmm.
Homeopathic,
mm-hmm.
or medical prescription, amongst many, perhaps, other things also. I'd like to say music therapy is also very
sound
important.
Therapy is very powerful.
And
yeah.
So, not that we as spiritualists do not affirm or encourage people to open their minds and think of all the things that they can do, but to, primarily spiritual healing is the renewal of us remembering the power of the Spirit that is us, as us, flows through us, and reconnecting in consciousness to that. We also believe our guides and teachers are present through the hands or the intention and prayer of the healer. So that is also a part of spiritualism that may be somewhat a little bit different than some other conventional thoughts. However, folks, many, many religions support and advocate hands-on healing.
Yes. Yeah. And there is a legacy and a tradition of that within the Catholic Church, which was the part of the specific
absolutely.
Question.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I have been to services sponsored by the Catholic Church
yes.
in Catholic churches, and it was very similar to what we were doing. I believe the volunteers were actually doing what they considered Reiki rather than, which is same thing, you know,
the spirit
same
of,
energy.
The spirit of life is present in every healing form.
Exactly.
Every healing form.
So I hope that kind of answers that question. And
thank
you for that. Okay, I wanted to double check that we didn't have any callers. If you'd like to call in or write in a question, you're very welcome, Jan. Then please feel free to do so. So, if I remember correctly, there is a picture of a celebrity at the opening of the Healing Temple
yes.
back in the day as well.
Yes.
So, what was that about?
Well, Jack Kelly was an entertainer,
mm-hmm.
and I believe now an actor of sorts
mm-hmm.
or a presenter on stage, and he had a whole host of theatrical friends,
mm-hmm.
One of which being the grand dame of movies at the time, Mae West.
Yay.
And so he actually visited here
right.
and loved the Healing Temple in Lilydale. I think there have been some other celebrities over the years
mm-hmm.
Who have come here and looked at Lilydale for whether they're going to be doing a movie. I do know a couple that were here. I'm not going to mention any names,
mm-hmm.
but they were gathering information for film,
mm-hmm.
and they have come and enjoyed the serenity, the peace, the solitude, just sitting outside of the Healing Temple on the bench. Many, many
yeah.
summer guests say to me,
mm-hmm.
wow, it's just so peaceful here. I'm
mm-hmm.
opening my heart.
Yeah.
And allowing renewal to be mine. And so if you add then the intention of the healer trained
yes.
and the intention of the recipient asking
mm-hmm.
and the power and love of the Spirit, God, the Divine, then it's a win-win situation. People receive. People receive. They do. They don't always know the depth of what they've received, but we have a great testimony book that people have written wonderful, wonderful things about how they have felt improved, things have been healed, their mental attitude has been healed, they come back home to the love of God. So all of those things, if you will, folks, is putting you on the pathway or the path of your journey to what I would say your personal growth and enlightenment. And of course, we do have beautiful testimonies about some absolutely magnificent things that have happened. Do you want me to go on, or do you
want me? Please.
One of the things that we have from some people is documentation about people who are perhaps receiving treatment for certain illnesses, any way, shape, or form, a substitute for any medical treatment or diagnosis. It is, however, a grand compliment when a person is receptive and allows themselves. They start having renewal of thoughts. They start sleeping better. The stress levels go down. The cortisol goes down. The energy of renewal and rebuilding your cells go up. There's much documentation about spiritual healing because, well, we love to support that and claim it here in Lilydale as such a big event. There are many other places across the United States and the world that do also offer spiritual healing.
Right.
The Studies for Noetic Studies has done research in spiritual healing, and perhaps we will too. I mean, there's been little groups, but I've personally witnessed people coming back and saying to me, it helped me get through my surgery. It helped me get through my losses of grief and people leaving this earth plane. It's helped my family. It helped my children. Young people are so loving and so open, and they get it right away. It's like adults sometimes, you got to get the rivet out, rivet away that cement.
Right.
But children are so loving and so open.
Yes.
And so they understand that this is from a much higher source, that the God is within them. And so we teach them on the Children's Week.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is such a privilege to see those beautiful young people in love place their hands on people.
Mm-hmm.
They work with an adult healer next to them in guiding them. And the people that come forward, some of them are just crying and sobbing with joy.
Yes.
With joy.
It's a beautiful release.
And the children, they're so uplifted.
Mm-hmm.
And they go home, and I hear years later, they come back to the Healing Temple to be healers, 7 years. And they come back to be adult healers. They've helped their mother and father. They've helped their family.
Mm-hmm.
And so our world, we must give great credit and time to our young people to encourage them to learn everything they can.
Yeah, very, very important points there. I do want to give the phone number again just because somebody had asked for it. It is 818-739-8818. I wasn't able to do that without my cheat sheet. sorry about that. But, a couple of important points that I wanted to recap that you made.
Yes.
One, in spiritualism, we also believe in regular medicine as well as energetic healing.
Absolutely.
So that sort of distinguishes us a little bit from, Christian scientists who just do prayer work rather than, also going to a doctor, that sort of thing. More of a, as part of the holistic approach, we'll put it that way.
So holistic, holistic
so,
encompasses many
things,
which is
all
possible.
Yeah.
Where, as the lady had asked the question, spiritual healing is working in the renewal of the person with their spirit and divine spirit, and giving them, reclaiming the power of the spirit that is them, in them. And when people have a centeredness, a groundedness, a congruency to stand on, any situation, happy to those that are challenging, any situation is met with, I'd say, a greater awareness of how I can do the highest and best.
Beautiful. And, I feel like anybody who comes here to Lilydale, it does feel like a spiritual home. It's a safe place.
It is.
Where you can renew yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, even with Children's Week, you know, we're very careful to be to make sure that, you know, our kids don't get exploited with the work. And I think that's very important, you know, because that's something that unfortunately you see because they are, they're so in tune, they're so tapped in. And, you know, it's a big, beautiful just to, you know, like watch them having fun and playing and performing, you know, the healing work and giving messages and just being themselves and enjoying it. And then also, you know, they have beach parties and and pizza parties and swimming and, you know, painting trash cans and rocks. And they just have a great time. They have a ball. So we do have a caller, but I wanted – oh, we have multiple callers. Okay. So I'm going to get to everybody quickly. The next caller I'm going to take, you have the last four digits of your phone are 0221. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Lucretia. I'm in Texas.
Hi. Thanks for calling in. That's okay. I was asking if you had a question or you wanted to share an experience with us today.
A mediumship question would be great.
Okay. We're if you have a question... But we're not actually doing any mediumship readings on this show.
Okay.
We're just talking about healing experiences.
Okay, thank you.
Lucretia, your call is very appreciated, dear, and we will remember you in some healing prayers.
Great.
Thank you. Okay, next caller will be 4943. If you could give us your name and where you're calling from. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Stacy, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Stacy. Thanks so much for calling in. So,
thanks.
Did you have a question today about spiritual healing, or you wanted to share a story with us?
I actually have a question about spiritual healing. My daughter and I are from a spiritualist church here in Wisconsin. My daughter is 10. And I was just wondering if there are some books or guidelines to help her develop her spiritual healing. I think it's fabulous that when she gets a cold or she's stressed in school, the first thing she asks is for me to heal her. Or if she sees me stressed, she offers me a healing. So I was just wondering, like, if there's any books that are children-related to spiritual healing to keep encouraging the development.
That is, unfortunately, a narrow field, Stacy. However, there are some, if you do go on to Amazon and look for children, I do know there are a few. Authors such as Harry Edwards here in Spiritualism and Noel Street, who is no longer here on the earth plane but has a book about spiritual healing, certainly would be something that I think your daughter would enjoy reading. Your church may give you guidelines, may offer a healing class, but the willingness of your daughter to understand that love flows to her and through her, to me, just says what a grand little lady you have there, offering to help the good of her mom or family, her loved ones. It's not just a hands-on thing with healing. It is a consciousness. It is a consciousness to do no harm, to do good, to send love forth, go. You don't always have to place your hands on someone. You can open a door and permeate a room with, I invoke the love of God through this room and all who enter for peace and harmony. Your daughter's one of those beautiful new people who want to make it better and healing, and thank you so much for encouraging her.
You're welcome. Thank you for encouraging us. This is a great radio show.
Oh, thank you.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As well. Okay, so Just before we take the next caller, and you're ending in 5286, so I had the thought as I was listening to all of this, you know, there's more and more being done with kids as far as learning intentional living,
yes,
which is
yes.
very exciting.
Yes.
And by the way, something that I learned from this woman over here, by the way,
really?
yes, because I went through the Fellowships of the Spirit program,
yes, yes.
and you were one of our teachers.
Yes,
ma'am. So I actually learned spiritual healing from you because it wasn't something that was widely practiced where I came from. So, you know, like I said, there was Reiki, so there was that introduction, but there wasn't an importance placed on it even in church mm-hmm. services. It was more about message work.
Yes.
So I learned about, you know, healing that way, but I had to come to you. I had to come here to learn about actual hands-on spiritual healing. So as part of, you know, part of it. But intentional living, and there was a study that was done at Maharishi University.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds a little woo-woo, but but I also hear good things. So, but they are in Marion, Iowa, and they did a study about transcendental meditation in children. And how it reduces anxiety and stress levels.
Absolutely.
And test scores go up.
Absolutely.
And not that it's all about the test scores, but, you know, it's a nice marker. So, and also, you know, intention as far as, you know, you talk about your healers having an intention for
yes.
the space
yes.
and for the individuals.
Absolutely.
And they did a study about... when they have a group of meditators in various areas and they have this group intention and that it lowers crime rate.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know, the communities start to flourish mm-hmm. because they have that. So, you know, just thought it was something I would mention because it was on the top of my head. I do want to take a moment and just, we had a question on Facebook regarding whether you need permission. And we're going to have to do that quickly, sorry.
respectful to all life and to one another, always, I would say, may I place my hands on you in spiritual healing.
Yes.
May I offer a prayer with you for your healing. I think it is something, it is the most one of the most sacred acts to be able to facilitate or be a part of in love, and so it must always be.
I want to take a second to encourage all of you to listen to the other Lilydale Radio blog talk shows. On Tuesday evening, we have Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vanderzijden at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday, we have two shows. We have Willa White in the morning, Wednesdays with Willa at 10 a.m. We have John White in the evening, Journey into Light at 8 p.m. And then, of course, I'm here Celestial Friday at
wow.
10 a.m. So, and more to come, I'm sure. So very quickly, we have a few seconds. I want to take the caller ending in 5286. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Celeste. My name is Virginia, and I'm calling from Buffalo.
Wonderful. And this is going to be really quick, but what question did you have today?
Where can I learn to tap into this consciousness? Are there any classes so I can become a healer? I've been wanting to do it for a long time, and I thought I'd ask today.
Do check the Lilydale catalog and the church's website. Spiritual healing classes are offered quite a bit, Virginia, so we would welcome and embrace you to learn that yourself.
Okay, great. Catalog, right?
Yes. Yeah, and you can do that online also at lilydaleassembly.com. And our next catalog should be out actually within the next couple of months.
Yep.
So we'll be all set. So thank you so much for calling in and have a wonderful day. Okay, everybody, I am out of time, so I just wanted to say thank you again to our special guest, Barb, and come visit her and us here in Lilydale and at the Healing Temple, and, you know, great things going on. So until next time, goodbye, and we are wishing you a really awesome day and good vibes. Okay?
Thank you, Celeste, and everyone. Thank you.
Okay.